Our catechism question for this week is question 68. How may we escape his wrath and curse due to us for sin? And this really is a response to the, or leading on from the previous question, question 67, which we looked at last week. What does every sin deserve? Every sin deserves God's wrath and curse. So how may we escape the wrath of God and the curse of God due to us for our sin? And the answer is, to escape the wrath and curse of God due to us for sin, we must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting alone to his blood and righteousness. This faith is attended by repentance for the past and leads to holiness in the future. And Dan, when I ask you, maybe you could read John 3:16, and Tom, if you could read Acts 20:21. I want to look briefly at this answer under four headings. First of all, the absolute necessity of faith in Christ. It says, to escape the wrath and curse of God due to us for sin, we must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The absolute necessity of faith in Christ. There isn't an option here. In other words, there's no other way to escape the wrath and curse of God due to us for sin. The only way we can escape is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we evangelize. Because we don't believe that people left to themselves will escape the wrath and curse of God. That's why for the last number of hundreds of years, especially since the Reformation, the church has been evangelical. It has believed in preaching the gospel because people left to their own condition and their own state will perish under the wrath and curse of God. And it's a wrath and curse that is due. It is our due. It is what we deserve. John chapter 3 and verse 16. Yeah, well-known verse. John 3:16. The second heading, the unmixed nature of this faith. The unmixed nature of this faith. It says, trusting alone. So it's not good enough just to believe in Jesus and then also to mix in with that faith in other things to save us. You see, we must believe in Christ, but we must believe only in Christ. Faith alone was one of the phrases that encapsulated the Reformation. Faith in Christ, but faith only in Christ for salvation. The unmixed nature of this faith in Christ. But then there's the twofold aspect of this faith. It says, trusting alone to his blood, which is just another way of saying trusting in the death of Christ. Trusting in the effective nature of the death of Christ, and then the righteousness of Christ, which points to the obedient life and character of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're reminded of the scripture in Romans 5, over Romans 5, for the sake of not wanting to misquote it. Romans 5 says in verse 9, much more than being now justified by his blood or by his death, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled we shall be saved by his life. So the death and the life of Jesus Christ. The life he lived on earth and the life he lives now, because the Word of God tells us that he ever lives to intercede for us. So it's the prayer and the sacrifice of Christ which saves us. And then lastly, the sanctifying character of this faith. This faith is attended by repentance for the past and leads to holiness in the future. Acts chapter 20 and verse 21. So in the scriptures, faith in Christ and repentance toward God are always together. They are two sides of the same doctrine. It's impossible to have faith in Christ without repentance. And it's impossible to have true repentance towards God without faith in Christ. That's why people in false religion and people in empty religion might have a form of godliness, but they don't have the power. Because the power of godliness and the power of repentance is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we must have both. In fact, they are two sides of the same thing. The sanctifying character of this faith. This faith is attended. Martin Luther had that famous quote, "The faith that saves us," in other words, faith saves us alone, but the faith that saves us is not alone. We're saved by faith alone, but the faith that saves us is not alone. Do you get the difference? We are saved by faith alone, but that faith which saves us is attended by repentance. Repentance for the past and leads to holiness for the future. James says it, doesn't he? That we can prove our faith by our obedience, by our turning away from sin and turning towards God for his glory. Well, may this question and answer of our catechism this week be a help to us as we seek to memorize. I was encouraged as we drove down in the car. Benny was quoting previous week's question and answer. And that's the way, you know, it's not good enough just to consider it for these few minutes. But during this week ahead, may this be a member, and also may the scripture text that go with it be a help to us in our time, personal worship and obedience to the Lord for his sake and for his glory.